Depression of the rich and famous. People often think that being rich and famous equals happiness and satisfaction. But surprisingly, even a man who has achieved unimaginable levels of material success can sometimes feel a profound emptiness inside. This emptiness arises because all the external accomplishments, like wealth, fame, or societal respect, can't genuinely satisfy his inner self. Imagine a man who's reached the peak of his career or amassed a fortune. He's climbed the mountain of success and achieved everything he ever wanted in material possessions and public recognition. But what happens when he stands at the summit and still feels unfulfilled? It's like he's been on a road chasing wealth, and when he reaches the end, he finds himself standing still, not knowing where to go next. He doesn't realize that there's another path to explore, the path inward. When all his external goals have been met and his success reaches its peak, he might start to question, "What else is there for me to achieve?" Everything he ever wanted or needed is now within his grasp, and suddenly, life seems to lose its meaning. This sense of emptiness and meaninglessness lead to depression. This issue tends to surface when a man focuses only on external achievements, his material wealth, the accolades he's received, and his social status. Once he's reached these milestones, he might feel as if there are no more mountains to climb, no more challenges to conquer, and his future appears dark and unexciting. His once vibrant enthusiasm for life seems to fade away. This happens because he's unaware that there's another direction he should consider, a path of personal growth and self-discovery. Our society places a lot of emphasis on external success and achievements, often overlooking the importance of internal growth and self-awareness. For the man who is rich and famous, once he's reached his goals, it's vital for him to realize that his journey isn't over. Instead, a new journey is about to begin, one that takes place within himself. This internal journey can bring about a sense of fulfillment that no amount of money or fame can provide. It's about discovering who he is beneath the wealth and fame, finding his purpose, and creating a life that truly brings him joy. The rich and famous find themselves constantly under the watchful eyes of society. The pressure on a man in the spotlight is immense, as he must continuously be on top of his game and dazzle the world. This pressure is not only from the outside world but also from within the man himself. He is burdened with the task of preserving an image, satisfying ever-growing demands, and keeping the wheels of success turning at all costs. This heavy load can be smothering. Moreover, the man's fear of failure and fading into obscurity is paralyzing, especially when every step he takes is recorded. Social media and the art of public relations paint an image of perfection around the lives of the rich and famous. However, this creates a conflict within the man's mind. He knows that his life has its imperfections, just like anyone else's. Living a facade and constantly masking the truth takes a toll on his mental well-being. In addition, a man of wealth and fame often intertwines his identity with his social status. As public admiration can be fickle and trends can change in the blink of an eye, the man's self-perception becomes unstable. If he hasn't cultivated an identity beyond his fame, a waning popularity can send him spiraling into an existential quandary. Further, the rich and famous man has to don a fabricated persona to meet the public's expectations. He cannot let his guard down or be his authentic self. Initially, this may seem manageable, but as years turn into decades, his inner spirit yearns for genuine expression. However, the stage is not set for authentic sharing of his emotions. Even when sadness or anger swells within him, he cannot let it show. He has to keep it all bottled up for fear of judgment. This suppression, over many years, leaves him feeling like he isn't truly living his life but rather performing in a never-ending show. As the years pile on, the depth of his internal suppression peaks. The energy that has been held back for so long creates a volatile pressure within him. If he continues to mask his true self and suppress his emotions, he is at risk of spiraling into depression. In extreme cases, the amassed pressure can become unbearable to the point where the man sees no joy in living, which could lead to unthinkable consequences. Ultimately, it's imperative for such individuals to realize the importance of genuine self-expression and to build an identity that goes beyond the material possessions and accolades. It's about recognizing the humanity within, regardless of societal status, and allowing oneself the freedom to be genuine and fulfilled in that authenticity. There is an urgent need for a profound movement centered around meditation. The alternative is a world grappling with an epidemic of depression, which can have devastating consequences. It's noteworthy that this depressive state is alarmingly prevalent among individuals who are considered to be the most gifted in society, those who have accomplished greatness in wealth, power, and education. These are the very individuals whose talents should ideally make them the torchbearers of progress and inspiration. However, they are instead enveloped in desolation. The situation presents a dichotomy that is both disheartening and potentially dangerous. On one side, we have the highly talented individuals who, despite achieving all the conventional measures of success, find no zest for life. Their despair is like an inner void that seemingly can't be filled with material accomplishments. They have climbed the peak of external achievement, only to realize that it leaves them gazing into an abyss of meaninglessness. Their hearts no longer flutter with excitement, their souls feel barren, and they resemble ornate, celebrated husks devoid of fulfillment. Conversely, there are those who lack the talents or opportunities to attain power and wealth. They are brimming with the desire to make a mark but are incapacitated by their circumstances. This group of individuals often experiences frustration and a sense of impotence as they watch the doors of opportunity remain firmly shut to them. In some cases, this frustration can mutate into anger and revenge, leading them to embrace destructive paths. They might feel that since they can't constructively contribute or attain what they desire, they can at least draw attention to themselves or exert some form of power through acts of violence. This paints a grim picture, a society where the talented are disheartened and the less fortunate are aggrieved. It is within this scenario that the importance of a meditation movement becomes paramount. Meditation, as a practice, has the potential to bridge this divide. For the talented, it can open doors to inner exploration, allowing them to find a sense of purpose and fulfillment that goes beyond material achievements. Through meditation, self-introspection, they can discover that life's essence and richness are found not just in what one accumulates, but in one's inner peace, the joy of giving, and in the pursuit of a higher purpose. For those who feel deprived and frustrated, meditation can be a salve that calms their tumultuous emotions. It can provide them with the inner strength to constructively channel their energies. It can help them in realizing that one's worth is not just defined by external accolades but by the goodness they bring into the world. A movement centered around meditation could be the catalyst for a societal transformation that rekindles the passion for life in the talented and empowers those who feel sidelined, creating a more harmonious and purpose-driven world.